Hello, and welcome to Father Luke's homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall for the seventh Sunday in Easter time on the 24th of May 2020. In today's Gospel, we reflect on how we are made in the image and likeness of God, and how if we want to know our deepest identity, we look to the person of Jesus Christ. God bless you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. And through the power over all mankind that you have given him, let him give eternal life to all those you have entrusted to him. And eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth and finished the work that you gave me to do. Now, Father, it is time for you to glorify me with that glory I had with you before ever the world was. I have made your name known to the men who took from the world to give me. To the men you took from the world to give me, they were yours and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now at last they know that all you have given me comes indeed from you, for I have given them the teaching you gave to me, and they have truly accepted this, that I came from you and have believed that it was you who sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and in them I am glorified. I am not in the world any longer, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In them I am glorified. There is the story of the new priest who arrives in his parish, who decides to go and visit the first communion children. When he arrives at the front door of the first house, a little girl answers. "Hello," he says, looking up at the stranger. "Hello," she replies. The priest smiles and says to her, "Do you know who I am?" To which the little girl replies, "No," and then calls out to her mother, "Mom, there's a strange man at the door who doesn't know who he is." Knowing who we are is important, and our names are an important part of our identity. Not everyone, it seems, is so secure in their identity. A few years ago, there was a book which was turned into a film with Julia Roberts called Eat, Pray, Love. And in it, Julia Roberts' character has some kind of a midlife crisis and heads off over to Italy and then to an ashram in India to discover who she really is. To be honest, it's a bit of a drawn out ropey film, but it does encapsulate something of the feeling of our age, that there are many people today who think they must go to the ends of the earth or go on some deep quasi-spiritual journey to discover who they really are. Yet, as Catholics, as Christians, who we are, our deepest identity should be clear. We are God's beloved children. We belong to him. In today's Gospel, we continue to hear the prayers of Jesus to his Heavenly Father. It's as if we are a fly on the wall listening to this intimate exchange. Jesus entrusts his disciples to the Father in a similar way that a parent might entrust their children to their grandparents. He is confident that now his work is done and he must return to his Father, that his Father will take care of his disciples. In this prayer, Jesus says that he is praying for those who have been given to him, and that they were given to him because they belong to his Father, and all that he has is the Father's, and all the Father has is his. He is talking here about the disciples, but of course we too are disciples of Christ, and so these words are addressed personally to each of us too. We belong to God. At our baptism, we received a Christian name. That name is the name by which we are known. It is the name by which God knows us, for God knows each of us personally. What is more, the word Christian means little Christs. In other words, in receiving a Christian name, in being called Christian, we are to be little Christs in the world. My name is Luke, so I am to be Luke, the little Christ, in this world. And that is true of every believer. Everyone who bears the name of Jesus Christ is to be a little Christ, another Christ, in the world. In them, I am glorified. This is who we are. This is our deepest identity. We exist to glorify God, and we glorify God by living as Christ in the world. Brothers and sisters, if we want to know who we truly are, who we are, how we are truly to live, what we are truly to be, then we look to the person of Jesus Christ. We pray, for in prayer we discover our deepest identity, we encounter Christ. We look to the Gospels and we pattern our lives on his. The more we pray, the more we live like Jesus, the more we love like Jesus, the more we truly become who we have been created to be. You know, the Bible teaches us that man and woman are made in the image and likeness of God. But those same scriptures also teach us that Jesus Christ is the image of the unseen God, the firstborn of all creation. He is, therefore, the blueprint, our model, our barometer to measure how well we are living our humanity. For when we live our humanity authentically, we begin to live in eternal life. For eternal life is not something for the future. It is for the now, for today. For as Jesus tells us, eternal life begins when we know the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Christ is glorified in us. Christ works in the world through us. That is a beautiful truth, an amazing vocation, and an awesome responsibility. The world is crying out for Christians to be Christians, for us to live up to our name. There is no room for half measures here. If we want to be everything we are meant to be, then we must glorify God by living lives of love dedicated to Jesus Christ. And we can only live this life because God wills it. Because we are made in his image, and because he pours his spirits into our hearts. As we prepare for Pentecost next weekend, let us invite the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts afresh, to form us, to mould us ever more into the image of God. As we do this, we might need to change some things in our lives. We might need to allow the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn away the rubbish that obscures the image of Christ in us. But let us not be afraid of this. Let us be open to the gifts that God wants to give us, and cooperating with his grace, let us be a people who are ready and able to give him the glory. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall in the UK, then please visit our website at stthomas-stjohnparish.com. That's stthomas-stjohnparish.com. Alternatively, check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/bmrcparish. To follow me on social media, go to my Twitter handle at Father Luke G. That's F-R Luke G. If you'd like to read pastoral and theological reflections, then check out my blog at fatherlukegoymore.com. That's F-R Luke Goymore.com. Hope this podcast has been of some use to you,
and helps to nourish you in your journey of faith. God bless you.